This is Dexter Goad on board the heavy cruiser USS Newport News.
19 December 1967, North Vietnam.
This is the captain speaking. That was a rather active afternoon. We went in to make a strike at a very important choke point. Actually, there were four different targets that we had. They were very deep on Route 1A. We had to get into about 16,000 yards from the known coastal defense sites. I knew it was a rather hot spot before we went in. I knew they had a lot of guns in there, and we had been in before, and in fact, since about 10 days ago, we went in at the same place and didn't draw any fire. However, I've told you before, you never know why they shoot and why they don't shoot. Well, today, they shot. We did get all of our rounds out on the main targets. Turret 3 did that. We were just about dodging some fishing boats right up almost dead ahead of us. And suddenly, plunk, 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 we see these big splashes ahead. And I give right full rudder all ahead flank, and let's get out of here. So, then it started, and it really went on hot and heavy for about 10 minutes. We were approximately 15,800 yards, or 16,000 yards from their guns when they started shooting. We, most of the rounds were falling around our shotgun, the DDG McCormick. However, they were working over our way, and at one time they were on both sides of us, very, very close. The objective in a case like that is to get out as quickly as possible and to alter course as necessary, attempting to avoid his shot. This is quite difficult. Just how he lays his guns, I don't know. And it's also, we don't want to change course too often, or weave or wiggle, as you might call it, because the rudder slows us down. So it's a combination between occasionally changing course as the fall of his shot goes, and doing it with his left rudder, and attempting to anticipate his pattern. I don't know how many guns he had shooting. I'd estimate he had 15, 20 maybe. As to the number that fell around us, I think there was possibly 300 rounds that dropped in around both the McCormick and Newport News. We really came to and started shooting at the counter battery, and we shot a great deal. Our total ammunition count, I don't know, but I think I think we shot over 304 rounds of 8-inch. That includes our attack, our strike. And the 5-inch people had a field day with over 400. A total of 732 bullets went out from us. I think there was a great deal of luck there that we didn't get hit. I think there's a great deal of luck that McCormick didn't get hit. I just want the damage control people. We didn't have to call on you, but it came close. I think afterwards, we called in the aircraft. Mm-hmm. We called in from a carrier, and they really responded beautifully. Just gives you a good feeling to know that they're out there, and when you want some help, they launch the aircraft. The pilots got off the plane in such a hurry that they didn't even have the charts of where the gun sites were, and came out asking us which way did they go, or direct us into them. We did this. They were loaded with 500-pound bombs. They went in, took a good look at it and unload it on them. This is when we were outside of range. At this point, I want to let them know been there that we were still kicking and they hadn't stunned us. Hence, I moved back in to around 26,000-25,000 yards. We had a spotter aircraft, and we put in those last rounds, which you just heard go off. The spotters were the new A7 Corsairs off the Ranger, and they did very, very well indeed. I'm very encouraged about that. The spotter, the pilot, showed a lot of courage. I have great admiration for them. And he apologized. He said he had not spotted for 12 years. But I think he did well, and he finally, we gave a fire for effect, and we had our rounds right in on the on this gun battery. He said there were fires started over there between our, and still burning, between our guns and what the aircraft big bombs did. So I think they know that they've been in a tussle also. I do want to say that I'm very proud of the way everybody responded. The engineers who really must have burned four to fuel in there, to the ship's control people, and the people directing the guns, and the people shooting the guns, and the damage control people, and everybody who was all in it. You know, we're all in this thing together. There's not a man on this ship that doesn't contribute to the fighting power of this ship. And I appreciate every individual here. I've seen pictures of the McCormick getting straddled. They're a beaut. I hope you all can see them. The splashes all around him. And we'll try to get this so you can see it. I'll tell you more about that later. That is all I have to say tonight. It was quite a show. Thank you and good night.